Therefore, for those Al Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who are like beacons, alive and present and very much, alhamdulillah, active and visible in the world today, and who are coming to us carrying that inheritance of prophethood from their father, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking, who is asking so that I can give? Who is struggling with efforts so that I can reward with that knowledge that my grandfather entrusted me to distribute to those who come asking with the right adab and who pay the price that needs to be paid for whatever is dear cannot be obtained except dearly. And you have to prize what you struggle in order to obtain more than what you obtain easily and cheaply. So alhamdulillah for that, and alhamdulillah also for that added nur and barakah of hailing from a land that the Prophet ﷺ recommended to us, as I mentioned in a few hadiths, but there are many such hadiths, the lands of Sham, blessed Sham Sharif, especially at the end of times. In other words, especially for us, the people of the end of times, as if foreseeing the time of fitnas and fitnas upon fitnas, and the darknesses, layers of darknesses that were going to come upon the Ummah, as we said, not for us to despair, no, but rather to look forward for added reward for whoever struggles to keep something of that deen of light and mercy and guidance coming from the lands of Sham that the Prophet ﷺ recommended, and which he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guaranteed the Sham and the people of Sham. And the nasiha of the ulama to the Ummah is a reflection of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّمَا الدِّينُ النَّصِيحَ, and he repeated it three times. Truly, religion is nothing but nasiha, meaning faithful, sincere advice, and faithful and sincere loyalty and truthfulness. And they said, لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and he said, لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَكِتَابِهِ وَأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. In other words, towards Allah, to keep your trust with Allah, that is nasiha in the deen, and towards His Prophet ﷺ, to follow Him and obey Him, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever obeys the Prophet ﷺ, whoever obeys the Prophet obeys Allah, and to His book, the Holy Quran, and to the Imams, the leaders of the Muslims, and to their generality. And those of the pious ulama who kept this hadith and reflected it and its practice to the fullest are like a pure gold or more rare. And when you see them, you recognize them. And in history, they can be counted on the fingers of the hand, because it takes not only huge knowledge and piety, but also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to carry that trust. And among them, in recent times, you might, for example, mentioned the alim of Morocco from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also Sayyid Muhammad ibn Ja'far al-Kattani, who advised successive sultans in Morocco about what was going on in their times 100 years ago. 100 years ago, addressing them with words of truth and transparency from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without fear of being beheaded, or of being banished, or of being reviled, or of losing property, or of being harmed in their persons or their families. And they were listened to. However, the times were such times of fitna that it was to no avail. And so, in the end, he left Morocco, not once but twice, and the second time was definite, in order to settle in Madinat al-Munawwara. And after that, the Sultan visited him in Madinah al-Munawwara, asking to be his murid, his student, coming humbly to him, because the Sultan Abdul Hafiz of Morocco realized that he was a true scholar with true nasiha, and that he had never seen anyone like that before in his time. And so he came to him, asking him, teach me, be my teacher, give me tariqah, give me the knowledge of the book and the sunnah. And the Shaykh said to him, in this city, the adab is to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, ask forgiveness there, make tawbah there, and shed tears And when I feel that you have done your first duty, then perhaps I shall consider you as my student. And another one of those who gave nasiha, for example, was Abu al-Huda al-Sayyadi, the great Rifa'i Shaykh, hailing from Syria, in the same time as Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabhani, hailing from Lebanon. So both of those were from the east, just as Sheikh Sayyid al-Kattani was from the west, Morocco. These were from the lands of Sham, and they gave nasiha to the Sultan, Abdul Hamid of the Ottoman Sultanate, whose poem you have heard, Alhamdulillah, in the first part of this program, sung to you by the voices of our Munshideen from Sham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. And the common denominator of those shuyukh is not just a superlative training and knowledge and inheritance, also from the family of the Prophet ﷺ and in the disciplines of Islam, but also tasawwuf. Tasawwuf from the purest founts, leading back. And what is tasawwuf except the implementation of the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ in practice, as a living embodiment of the way of the salaf? This is the closest example that comes to mind from names that you might have heard of and that are already familiar in your mind, to understand what you are beholding before your eyes without, I dearly pray to Allah, without exaggeration and without false claim. And Allah knows best, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much thanks we owe to Him for His gifts and His bounties in speaking of the ulama and the way of the ulama.